It's In the Moment from SDPB Radio. I'm Matt Wiesner. Glad to be back with you today with Summer with the Symphony. Through the summer months, performances recorded over the last year featuring the South Dakota Symphony Orchestra. Today we're going to hear ballet music by Maurice Ravel, the first two parts of a three-part ballet. And before we hear the music, here is the music director of the South Dakota Symphony Orchestra, Delta David Geyer, speaking with Lori Walsh about Ravel's Daphnis and Chloe.
If you ever looked at a Monet painting and wondered what does that sound like, it's Ravel, and specifically Daphnis and Chloe. It may be the impressionist work of French impressionist work in music. Some people might quibble about that with Debussy, but this piece in particular is just like that color wash. It's so beautiful. The story is simple, two lovers and so on. We've never done the whole score before. There are suites that this orchestra's done the second suite, I think, in the past, but particularly when we have a principal flute like William Cedeno, like, I got to give this guy really, he's such a rock star, and this is such a flute piece.
Yeah.
It's a major flute piece. So that was that. We'll have super titles that will tell the story.
Yeah.
And we'll have two dancers, a Daphnis and a Chloe, that will appear on stage at various moments and key moments in the drama.
And not too long ago, we didn't have the Lira Dance Company.
Right.
So that is a change for the arts in South Dakota. We think nobody has corrected us yet. That's the first professional dance company in the state. This Greek story, this music from Ravel, it's still around. It's still relevant. What
Absolutely.
Is it about the story and the music itself?
Well, the story is it's a timeless story.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily a Romeo and Juliet because there's not that much conflict in it, but it's a timeless love story, and it pulls at our heartstrings. These two young ones, but the music is really the thing. The reason that we do this full ballet and that we do operas is we're lending what we can to the development of the arts. I want to see a regional arts opera company really started in Sioux Falls, and we need a ballet company. And so we'll do what we can to help stoke that fire, right?
South Dakota Symphony Orchestra music director Delta David Geyer speaking with Lori Walsh on In the Moment. And today, on Summer with the Symphony, we are going to hear the first two parts of this three-part ballet, Ravel's Daphnis and Chloe. This performance recorded last January at the Washington Pavilion. Here is the South Dakota Symphony Orchestra on Summer with the Symphony from SDPB.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Recorded at the Washington Pavilion in Sioux Falls on January 11th, the South Dakota Symphony Orchestra, with music by Maurice Ravel. We've been hearing music from the ballet Daphnis and Chloe. It's a three-part ballet, and today, parts one and two. Join us next time for part three of this ballet, which begins with the famous Daybreak, Ravel's musical depiction of the sunrise. That is next time on Summer with the Symphony. I'm Matt Wiesner, and today's program recorded by Earsay. Thanks for being here.